Amen. Hallelujah. Give God praise and honor the Most High. God, we thank you for being with us this morning, those that are with us now and those that are coming. Amen. We give praise and honor to God, who is the head of this body and who is the head of our lives. Amen. I want to say thank you to all of those that that tune in live and those that watch us later on. We give praise to God for you. Amen. We are, don't forget, next Sunday is second Sunday, which is Communion Sunday. So we're going to have communion. So we don't do wine here. We generally just use grape juice. You know, all you need is a little grape juice. If you don't have that, use what you have. And we use unleavened bread or the wafers. But if you don't have that, use what you have. And just before we start prayer, we'll have communion. And then every second Sunday, I want you to know, we plan to have communion for everyone that tunes in. And even if you watch it at a later time, you can still take the communion. Because the Bible says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. So it doesn't have to be on Sunday and during service and at the same time. Whenever you do it in the name of the Lord, in honor and reverence to him, the Lord will receive that. Amen. Amen. All right. Also, do we have very many prayer requests this morning, Nikki?
We have about 10.
About 10. Also, I want to say that we plan on having a baptism on next Saturday. See, I remember. Next Saturday, it has not been confirmed yet that I know of, but that's the plan. I want to also let you know that if you should be in Los Angeles or if you're planning a trip to California and you want to be baptized, your church will baptize you. We don't charge you. There's no fees. There's no pool fee. There's no, I think it might be $1 for parking, if I'm not mistaken, because we go maybe 75 cents.
Yeah.
Because we go to the beach and we baptize you in the ocean. And we do it. It is an awesome service. We in, we out, we dip you. We've been doing this for 16 years. We haven't lost anybody yet. And so if you want to be baptized, if you want Pastor Sandy and I, we're the only ones that do the baptism for this church. And if you want to be baptized, it would be our honor to do it. Just contact us. We try to only do it on Saturdays. We try to only do it on Saturdays, and the requirements are that you are a believer in Jesus Christ our Lord, that you have turned your life over to him. Otherwise, if you have not done that, we cannot dunk you. Okay, and the next thing is you have to be old enough to understand why you're being baptized. I'm not giving you a specific age, but if you're 3 years old and you want to be baptized, we can't do that. Because I'm real sure at 3, unless you are super califragilistic, espialidocious special, I'm pretty sure you don't know what that means. Did I do that right? Hey, man, I got it right. Mary Poppins, I think that is.
Yes.
Anyway, so, I had a childhood too. So if you want to be baptized and you are a believer of God, if you're a believer of Jesus Christ, he died and rose on the cross, and you believe all that, we'll be happy to baptize you. Amen. Just let us know. We need to know at least 2 weeks in advance. At least 2 weeks in advance, we need to know. I'll send you a kit out. You know, it just has information of why you're being baptized, a form for you to fill out so that I can send you your
baptism
certificate, which is a legal document. A lot of people didn't realize that. It is a legal document. We stamp it, we sign it, and it's so people have used that as a form of identification with the federal government. It is a legal document. You put one of those over pointing toward you. It is a legal document, so we have to do this thing right. So I just wanted to share that with you. Amen? Amen. While she's, don't touch Sandy, Sonny, but use this white one here. It's like, it's like 93 degrees in the church here. it is hot. And so my wife is just trying to cool off. Amen. So I just want to pray for all of you that are tuning in. All right, is anybody tuning in just yet? Amen. I want to pray for all of you that are tuning in and those of you that may be tuning in later. Oh, the email that you want to send if you're interested in being baptized is at S4C Troops. @AOL.com. sforctroops@AOL.com. Amen. And just put in the reference of baptism or want to be baptized or something to that effect. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for all of those that are with us and those that will be joining us either later on during this airing or at a later time. We thank you, Lord. We're asking that you would give your people grace, favor, and mercy, that we will be ready when it's time to be ready, that you would forgive us of all sin and unrighteousness, that you would cleanse our hearts and our minds so that we will be everything that you have called and created us to be. Father, those that are dealing with so many things right now, they're dealing with viruses, they're dealing with no work, they're dealing with children being at home, and they're dealing with everything. The enemy's just throwing things out. And Lord, and we're dealing with this and we're dealing with that. And Lord, everyone's not stable enough to deal with it without having issues. And so Lord, we're asking all of those that are having issues with dealing with all the things that are that the enemy is doling out, that you would give them grace, favor, mercy, strength, power of endurance. Give them what they need in order to be what you have called them to be. Give them the stability, sustain them, provide to them, Lord, those things that they need, finances, their health, their strength, and that of their children and their families. Whatever they are in need of, God, in the name of Jesus, let it be so. Yes. Father, let your perfect will be done, lifting every person that believes in you, lifting us up in the name of Jesus, that we will go according to your will, Father. Let every day be a day of praise and worship in some form, in some way. Every day be a day that we wish that we raise up our hands and we give you worship. We elevate your name throughout the world. We call on you because you are the Lord Savior. You are our King of Kings. You are the only one that can keep us and protect us during these times. We bless you for every prayer request. We bless you for every supporter. We bless you for every believer. We bless you for every prayer that's being sent up in thy name. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right, Pastor, what we got? Also, I want to say that we are working on that for the military, military soldiers and their families. I have a person that's going to be working with trying to get in touch with like the USO and different military branches to see what we can do as a church to help support our troops and their families with prayers, with Bibles, with whatever little things that we can do to let them know that we're praying with them and we're standing with them. And we are actually working on that right now. So if you have any intel, any information to help us get this thing moving, we're not trying to, you know, we're not trying to do anything ginormous. We're trying to let the families of the troops know that we're there to pray with them and for them and to support them, and let the troops know, especially if they're away from home, to help them to understand that we're there for them as well, and we'll do whatever we can to bless them. And so again, if you have any information that can help us get that going, please, please let us know.
Amen. Okay. Kathleen asking for prayer for healing for an autoimmune disease causing open sores on the groin, the abdomen, severe pain.
Oh.
Also praying for the family who is under demonic attack.
Amen. What's Kathleen?
Kathleen.
And is it Kathleen that's having any issues?
Yes.
Kathleen, I need some oil on my hands. Kathleen, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to be praying for you right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. What you must be going through. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kathleen, whenever you hear this message, this prayer, I want you to stretch your hands this way. Anyone that's going through what Kathleen is going through, Pastor, would you read that again? Anyone that's going through what Kathleen is going through, I need you. God! Kathleen, I would love to send you, if you don't already have some, I would love to send you some anointed oil that you can anoint yourself with, and a prayer cloth. I would love to see. We don't charge anybody for any of this stuff, not even the mailing, no shipping, no handling, no nothing. God has sent us people that support us so that we can support you. God has made a way. Kathleen, I want to send this to you. If you would contact us, I want to get this stuff out to you as soon as possible. Amen. What? Read again what she's dealing with.
Healing for autoimmune disease causing open sores on a groin and abdomen and severe pain. Also, the family's under demonic attack.
We want to pray for Kathleen first. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for Kathleen. Stretch your hands out toward me. We bless and thank you for Kathleen. Father, what she must be going through, what she must be dealing with right now. But Father, I know that you know, and I know that you are able to do all healing. I know that you are able to fix everything. I know that you are able to put her immune system back in order. I know that you are able to heal up the sores and the wounds. You did it for Job. I know you can do it for her. I know that you are able to dismiss the discomforts that she's having. I know that you're able to lay your hand, your holy hands on her, and she shall be healed in the name of Jesus. You can send your angels, your power, your authority, even through this prayer, you can send healing and deliverance right now. Father, she has strength enough to reach out for help. And now, Father, we are reaching back in the name of Jesus. Not just her, but people that are dealing with things like her. Father, you are able to heal and deliver. Don't let her have to live with this any longer. Heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing power flow down on Kathleen. Father, heal her from her legs through her fingertips, through her head. Let your healing, let your power go forth. Let the healing begin in the name of Jesus. Let the healing begin. Kisa'ia, heal Kathleen. And the family that are dealing with demonic depression, Lord, you are able to heal. Father, you can fight the battle. Father, Kathleen is a light in that dark place. Heal the light in that dark place. Be serious. Heal the light in that dark place so that you will get all the praise, so that that light will run those demons out of there, so that the light can run those demons back to where they came from, so that the light will protect that environment. Let your presence flow in the name of Jesus. Let your presence flow. Send out your warring angels. Let your presence flow. And not just for her, but for all of those that are dealing with demonic depression and oppression, those that are dealing with the battle, Father, heal. Turn on the light. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Tracy is praying for her daughters, Amber and Kara, and her grandson, Jeff. She's praying for their salvation and for Jeff's protection.
Yes, yes. That's Carla?
Tracy.
Tracy, those are her grandkids?
Her daughter, Amber and Kara, and her grandson, Jeff.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand what these young people are dealing with today, Lord. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Father, they are writing laws that will accommodate demons. They're passing legislation that will give the enemy more authority over our children, Lord Jesus. Lord, you understand the battle. You understand the fight. You understand what they're dealing with. You and you alone have the full knowledge and understanding of what's happening with our young people, her grandchildren, her children, and other children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and the like. Father, you are able. Father, the world, God, our children are in danger. Our children are under attack. And some of the children have parents that are unaware that they are under attack. They're trying to destroy your children. But Father, you said woe unto them. You said it would be better that a millstone be hanged about their neck and that they would be drowned in the depths of the sea, than to offend or to cause one to turn away from, offend one of my least ones that believe in me. You said it. You also said that you are watching over your word to make sure it goes forth. Father, those that are trying to do harm to your babies, I pray that the millstone be hung around their neck unless they repent and give up their lives to Jesus Christ right now. I pray, Lord, that if they don't repent and give their lives over to Jesus Christ right now, Lord, that the millstone be hung about their neck and they are drowned in the depths of the sea, as your scriptures have said, as you have spoken, to protect our children. You said it is you that have made us and not we ourselves. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. This is what you said. And we are giving you back the words that you said to protect our children, our families, our loved ones, even our elders. Bless her children. Bless her grandchildren. Bless our children. Bless our grandchildren. Bless their children and their children. Father, prepare us that we'll be ready when you call or when you come. Build a hedge around our children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Sachin.
Uh-huh.
Is asking for prayer for his friend Josh.
Uh-huh.
Josh is a believer but is living in sin, fornication, drinking, smoking marijuana.
My Lord.
As a result of a depressing breakup.
Yeah. Yes. What's his name again?
Sachin.
Sachin is praying for
Josh.
Josh. Sachin, this what I'm about to say is for Josh. Josh, I understand what you're dealing with and what you're going through. I understand what it's like to lose the love of your life or someone that's deep inside of you or someone that you care so much about. I get it. I understand. But my understanding is that you know who God is. My understanding is you know that God would not be pleased with what we have allowed to become of what he has created, which is us. And while you still have breath, while you still have a chance, my prayer, and for Josh,
yes,
and for other Joshes that are dealing with the same thing, listen, depression can kill you if you let it. Depression will crush you if you let it. But the Bible says greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. God can deliver you from the depression, but you first have to be willing to stand up so that you can be delivered. God can deliver you. I know God can deliver you, but you have to be willing to stand up so that God can deliver you. You have to be willing to let somebody help you stand so that God can deliver you. I understand that you are hurt, but it is not the end of the world. I understand what you're dealing with, but it's not the end. God has a better plan for those that know who he is. God has a better plan for those that understand that he is the true and living God. It is not God's will that you lie down in the gutter of depression, waiting for the enemy to destroy you. That is not God's plan for your life. If you know who God is, it is your job as a believer to get up out of the mud and to allow somebody to help bring you back to the cross, so that you can redeem your salvation and your deliverance. Because if God comes and catches you in the ditch like that, where you think you're going? If he comes, if he calls, and you're in that state, where do you think you're going? while you have a chance, while there's still breath in your body, while there is still life, while there is still a chance, get up! Don't be a weakling. Don't let the enemy finish you off. You're greater than that. You're stronger than that. You're better than that. Don't lie down and die. Stand up and fight. Amen. The enemy can't ride your back if you're standing. Amen.
Amen.
He can't ride your back. Like if you're standing, even if you have to lean on the cross while you stand, you're standing. Amen.
Amen.
You cannot win lying down. You have to get up. You have to want to get up. You have to want to be healed. You have to want to be delivered. You have to want this. You got to want this. And you have to want it more than the people that are praying for you. You have to want this because this is right.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every, what's the person? For every Josh that's out there, male or female, for every Josh that has suffered a great loss, for every Josh that has suffered depression, for every Josh that has allowed themselves to fall and lie down in the ditch, for every Josh that refuses prayer, I'm praying that you would wake them up while it is yet time, while there is still breath, while there is still a fire, a flicker, a light left in them, while there is still time. We're praying that you will allow the Lord to lift you up. All you have to do is stand. God will fight. All you have to do is stand up and say, okay, Lord, do what you do. You just got to stand. God's got enough strength behind you to fight the battle, but you've got to stand. Stand up. They taught me when I was a child, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Stand up. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 So Warhammer has...
Warhammer, yes.
Yes. Okay, so first, there's Dale, who fractured his heel, but the sciatica continues. So he's asked for prayer for Dale before.
Yeah.
The driveway has been damaged by Hurricane Laura, so they're praying for the repairs and restoration.
Restoration.
Also, Steph, daughter with no job, Julio.
Is that our Steph?
No, this is still Warhammer.
Okay.
Steph is the daughter with no job. Julio's the brother losing their son.
Losing their son?
Yes. Adele's the husband. With serious sciatica issues, and then the driveway destroyed.
So this is all just one family.
Yep. Dell has dealt with all the attacks by the contractor and subcontractor for 5.5 years.
Mm.
They found out a few years ago that he suffered a heart attack based on a test.
Oh, my goodness. And he didn't even know he had a heart attack.
Nope. She says, I do not know what the land means in the scheme of things, but the attack is brutal. Given the capture field cam picture, spiritual activity, what is being held back? Our physical bodies are dissolving under all this pressure.
Yeah.
We are very weary.
Amen. Father, anoint my hands, please. Father. Woo! Father, God, hallelujah. My God, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I'm remembering the cross. I'm remembering why you died. I'm remembering the purpose in which you died. You died to fight all of our battles. You died to fight every attack we are under. You died to defeat the enemy on every turn. Your blood was spilled out so that I could live in harmony with you. You walked to show us it can be done. You walked so that you would know firsthand how we fail in every situation. You made your presence among your people so that we could see that you care for us. What this family is dealing with, Lord, and many families like them, what they're dealing with, Lord, is above and beyond God. It is out of the box. It's not normal, and it is not acceptable. It is not your plan or your will for their life. It is not what you had in mind for them when you created them. It is not what you desire for them to be. It is not your testimony for them. Father, we are declaring in the name of Jesus that you would pull them out of this attack, this brutal attack that they are currently under. That you would pull them out of this, Lord. And like the Hebrew boys, if you choose not to pull them out of it, that you would step into it with them and shield them and protect them and hold on to them while they're going through the storm. Father, everything that they need, natural, physical, spiritual, everything that they need, you are the provider. You said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door would be open. You said this. God, we're just falling back on what you said. Father, we claim healing over their land, over their mind, over their atmosphere, healing and deliverance over the spiritual attack that they're dealing with. God, healing and deliverance. Fight the battles. Place your angels in the battle position. Fight their battles. We pray deliverance, complete deliverance over that entire family and families like that family. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. How much time we got, Abigail?
30 minutes.
All right. Pashaniah, what we got now?
Natalie is praying for her husband, Adam. Mm-hmm. He needs healing from severe headaches and earaches.
Severe headaches and earaches. God bless you, Pastor. From severe headaches and earaches. Head and ear.
Natalie.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, again, I call on the blood. Again, I call on the blood of the Lamb for her healing and her deliverance. Again, I call on the blood of the Lamb. Father, you understand the makeup of her body and her mind. You understand the atmosphere in which she's living in. You understand what she's dealing with. You understand how things are operating. Father, if there is something that she can do to stop what's happening with her, let it be so in the name of Jesus. Speak to her. Speak to her mind and her heart. Whisper in her ear. If there's something that she can do to stop that, let it be. And Father, if it's a spiritual battle, let the prayers begin in the name of Jesus. Whatever it takes for her healing and her deliverance, let it be so in the name of Jesus. Let your blood flow. Her name is Natalie?
Yes, and this is for her husband, Adam.
For her husband. So Natalie, this is... Oh, okay, I see this. Okay, Natalie, so I'm looking at this now. I'm looking at this now in the spirit. Okay, I see this. Okay, Natalie, you need some anointed oil. And I want to send you an oil and a tallit. This is if you don't already have it. If you have it, this is what you do. For the next 3 days, you're gonna take a little oil on the tip of your finger. Now you're not trying to fry him up, so you don't need to grease him down, just a little tip. And you wanna place it wherever the problem is. She said his ear and what?
And his head.
And his head, okay? And you wanna put something in the palm of your hand, just a little bit. You wanna take that tallit, and you wanna get under the tallit with them and cover yourselves with the tallit. And you want for 3 days, and in the name of Jesus, you're gonna pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for his complete healing and deliverance. We're praying for his complete healing and deliverance. Whatever the enemy is trying to do to attack, we're praying for this temple. We're gonna be praying in the name of Jesus, and you're going to anoint whatever's bothering them in the name of Jesus. You're gonna get under that tallit with them and in the name of Jesus, because you're gonna be praying as one, no more twain, but one. And the Lord's gonna bring this thing together as one. The two of you can fight this and overcome this.
Yes.
As one. But if you're separated, if you're divided, it can't happen. But if you come together as one, the two of you together as one can lay hands on the problem. And the Lord, the Bible says, where there's two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, what did he say?
He's in the midst.
He's in the midst. And once God is in the midst, light and darkness cannot be in the same place at the same time.
Amen.
God and evil cannot be in the same place at the same time. So if two or three are gathered together in his name, and the both of you are touching and agreeing, and God is in the midst, that means sin and darkness is nowhere near that. And God can come in and operate. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We need to get God involved with our prayers. Instead of begging God, Lord, give me, Lord, give me, Lord, give me. Start your, he says, the 23rd Psalms, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And then it says, be thankful unto him and bless his name. It don't tell you nothing about ask me anything. He said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So when I pray, the first thing I do is I start thanking God. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I give you praise for what you've already done. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to pray. I'm thanking God. Entering into his gates with thanksgiving, I'm thanking him for what he's already done, because I'm about to go into the presence of a king.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm about to go. I'm not going to meet the butcher. I'm not going to meet the cable guy. I'm about to enter into the presence of God. You got to know how to do this. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. And into his courts with praise. And I praise your holy name with my life and with my words and with my song. I praise you and I lift you up. I enter to his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And I am thankful unto God and I bless his name.
Yes.
See, God inhabits our praises. See, a lot of people think you praising God because he needs your praise. God don't need your praise. Your praising God is giving you the ability to enter into the presence of God. No. Your praises, God enters into, I got that mixed up with something else. When you're praising God, because God enters your praises, he showed me a picture. When you're praising God, God enters into your praises. Is that what the Bible says? God enters your praises. Y'all say something. He enters into your praises. While you're praising God, God enters into your praises. He's working on whatever's not up to standard in your life, in your atmosphere. He's working on your problems and your situation. When you're lifting praises up to God, God enters into that praise and he's fixing it. He sends it back down to you as a done deal.
Yes.
Do y'all understand that? It was a picture he showed me. I'm sending God, I'm lifting up my praises to God. The Spirit of God enters into that praise.
Yes.
He's doing what God does for you. He sends it back down to you. And it's done.
Yes.
He enters into your praises. Your praises are not for God. The praises are for you.
Yes.
He created praise in heaven because every angel in heaven does not have permission to go before the presence of God. Y'all got that, right? Pastor, make sure a fan is pointing on you because I want you passing out in here. Amen. Amen. The praises, every angel was not allowed to enter into the praise, into the presence of God. So he created praise so that they could experience the presence of God without actually being in the presence of God because they did not have permission. They were not created to be in God's presence. So God created a system where they could experience God's praises without violating God's law. Amen. So God shared that with us. We cannot physically be in the presence of God, but we can experience the presence of God through praise.
Yes.
That's why the governor shut down the churches. That's why he don't want you praising in your house. Because when you praise and God enters into your praises, God works things out and he fixes stuff. Because you can't enter into the presence of God right now, the presence of God will enter into you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise is important. That's why they don't want you praising. They know why. They're just hoping you don't know why.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise is important. That's the only thing that God will enter into. He doesn't enter into your prayer. He doesn't enter into your Bible study. He talks to you and he leads you, but he doesn't enter into it. He doesn't enter into you when you're on your knees. The only thing he said he'll enter into is your praise. Notice the governor didn't say stop reading your Bible. He didn't say stop praying. He said don't pray together. Because when you pray together, that's power. He don't want no power. So y'all can't pray together. You can't praise, go up to the church and praise and lifting up the name of Jesus because that's power. That draws power. They don't want that. He's a demon. He ain't crazy. He knows what's going on. And all of his buddies. Amen?
Amen.
Prayer changes things.
Yeah.
Praise. I'm not talking about put down a crack pipe, go praise God, and put that. God doesn't. That's a file offering. God ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm talking about believers. I'm talking about people that have already turned their life over to God. I'm talking about people that love the Lord because they love the Lord. They're not trying. God is not a genie. I'm gonna rub God three times and see what I can get. They just love God because they love God. Them the people I'm talking to. Your praises mean something to God. Amen. If you some jackleg preacher up there praying, God don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
But if you are a child of God, your praises are important to God and to you. So you pray over them, over him. Y'all praise God together. Y'all lift God up together. You anoint him. And y'all, 3 days, if you don't have any oil or tallit, it'd be my honor to have it sent to you. And see, don't something change. Amen.
Amen.
What else we got?
This one has no name.
No name. That's all right. I'm cool with that.
But they're praying for their husband who mm-hmm. has no interest in Yeshua.
Mm.
Their son who's saved but hates authority and cannot hold a job. Another son who is gay. A daughter who lacks confidence and has dietary issues. And another daughter who has constant health issues and is unsafe.
Great day in the morning. That atmosphere is in trouble. I get it why you don't want to give your name. I understand that. I understand that. There's no shame, but you don't want to out anybody. You don't want people, you know, that's smart. That's wisdom.
Yeah.
Woo, Lord, that's a lot. First of all, we need God to clean up that atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because if you don't respect authority, see, when I was a kid, if you did something wrong at school, you got to paddle it. They had wooden paddles or plexiglass, and they got smart and start drilling holes in them. You got to paddle. And then they sent the note home, and you better make sure that note got home. And then when your mama found out, she's going to slap you and tell you wait till your daddy get home, and then he was going to whoop you. So you didn't do that anymore. And you learned how to respect authority. Right? So then when they start, when they took the paddling out of the corporal punishment, when they took that out of the schools, then they took the prayer out of the schools. Now the kids don't have to respect anybody. I can do what I want. I take the note home if I want to. Now, then they stop. They don't want the parents to whoop the kids, or they're going to put the parents in jail. I told my daughter when she was younger, like they said, you got to get to the phone first. And if you make it to the phone and you call them, take a bag with you, because they're going to protect you. They're going to feed you. And leave my stuff here. The clothes I bought, the watches I... Did we have that discussion? Did we have that discussion, Asia, a while back? She don't remember. I remember. Do you remember?
I remember.
But now, all that's illegal. You can't whoop them. You got to be scared. You can't hardly talk to them. When they go to school, they don't want you listening in. They have people signing papers that don't listen in and have anything to say when the teacher's teaching your child in your house on the computer.
On your computer.
Your child in your house on your computer, on your internet, if I say something that you don't like about it to your child, you don't have the right to say nothing. That ain't no days like that. Ain't no days like that. No. So the enemy has entered into every aspect of a child-parent relationship. So now they feel that it's their option to have authority. Now they're getting to the point where it's a bad place. If that child knows Jesus, that child needs to understand authority. You cannot, if you are a bad follower, you are not going to make a good leader.
Amen.
If you are a bad follower, you can't make a good leader. You just can't. You have to understand. You are never, if you don't have respect for the people that are over you, you are never going to have respect for God. Never. If you don't have respect for the people that are governing you, the people that are buying your food, paying for your bills, if you don't have respect for them, you are not going to respect God, because you think respect is an option. Amen? Thank you. So we want to pray for that family. There is a lot going on. That child that's gay, that is absolutely positively against everything that God stands for. It is not of God. You cannot be saved in Christ and be gay. It's just not going to happen. You cannot be gay. God understands. Yes, he does. Read the 16th chapter of Luke and tell me what you think about that. God does understand. He created a place because he understands. He understands that you are not going to stop sinning. And he's got to have a place for you, since you can't come live with him. And he created one. This is not a democracy. This is a monarchy. God is in charge. His rules only. That's the way it is. And that's that. You don't get a vote on what God wants you to do. You just do what God wants you to do. God doesn't ask your permission. He doesn't get your opinion on what he wants you to do. These are the rules. This is what you do. That's the way it is. And that's that. How are you going to negotiate with the IRS and you owe them $100,000? There's only one real thing that they want to know. Where are my money? That's all they want to know. When you get a ticket for speeding and you go before the judge, you think you're going to talk him out of that ticket? You've been caught speeding. He trusts the police. He don't know you. What you think is going to happen? Right? And if you don't pay, what they're going to do? They're going to take your car and or lock you up. So now, if we can obey the rules of everybody else, how come it's a sin to obey God's rules? Amen? He told me something yesterday. He said, people will believe the weatherman and prepare for that day, but they won't believe me. He told me that yesterday. The weatherman says it's going to be 90 degrees outside, dressed accordingly, and you do it. Yeah. They say it's going to rain. You got an umbrella in the back seat of the car. Yeah. God said, stop fornicating. I don't know nothing about that. He said they'll believe the weatherman before they believe me. That's what the Lord said yesterday. I said, amen.
Pastor Job's kids was acting up too.
Yes.
They got to go to war for
them. Yes.
That family is acting.
You got to go. I need you to contact. I need them to be on the prayer list. 2 days.
Okay, I have her email address.
You have her email address. 2 days. Prayer team. Contact her and let her know. What's her? Well, she didn't tell her name. Listen, daughter, we're going to put you on a 2-day prayer assignment. That means our global prayer team will be praying for your family specifically. Pastor Nicole is going to contact you because she has your email address. You're going to have a 2-day prayer, and then you let us know how the Lord moved things after that. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Carol is asking for prayer for her small family business
mm-hmm.
that's being harassed by neighboring business, which is drug dealers.
Oh.
And so she's asking for prayer for a protection over the family and the business.
Amen. Abigail, how much time we got left?
15
minutes. 15? Okay. What's her name?
Carol.
Carol, I understand. But you are a believer of the Most High God. And if God gave you something, we depend on God to protect what he gave us. If God opened the door for you, we depend on God to keep that door open for you. And if someone is coming against you, we will be praying that the Lord will fight that battle and that the angels will be standing guard over your business. We'll be praying. I'm sorry, Nikki, what's her name again?
Carol.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Carol and other people, other believers with businesses and interests that you have given them are under attack by the enemy. We're praying, Lord, that you would post warring angels or your authority or your power surrounding these businesses and interests for those that walk and trust and believe in you. We're praying, Lord, that you would protect them, that you would give them the courage to be what you have called and created them to be, that you would watch over them and give them grace and favor, and whatever demons that are circling around, God, that you would remove them by your authority and power in the name of Jesus. Give them what they need to be what you have blessed and granted them to be, so that they will continue to elevate you and lift up your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Drea said that Job's children were under it, were just
acting up.
Just acting ignorant. I think God let them die, didn't he?
Yes.
But of course, God gave him some more. But he got rid of them. We need to cover these children. We need to cover these children. We need to cover these families. A lot of times, you are the only covering yes. that they have.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Husbands in homes with wives and children that don't believe, but God has sustained them because of that one believer.
Yes.
Wives in the houses with husbands and children that don't believe or that are acting up, and God will sustain that house because of that wife. Children in a house with parents that don't believe, and God sustains the house because of the children. Somebody has got to represent God in that atmosphere.
Yes.
And it you might be the only one representing God in that atmosphere. And you may need to bump it up. Amen. You may need to bump it up. You may need to pray. Take it up. Take it to God. You may need to ramp it up. You may need to, instead of praying 2 hours, you may need to pray 2.5. You may need to pray 3. You may need to get somebody to pray with you. Another soldier that believes like you do. If you don't know any, contact us. We know plenty.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor, what you got?
We're continuing on. This
Come on, baby.
Ron. This is Ron, uh-huh. and his son has backslidden and re-entered into the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, it's just a pull, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
The Bible says it is better that you have not known God than to fall away, than to go back into the world and denounce God. It's better that you never even knew who he was. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking, hell is hell. Hot is just hot. But if there's something worse, if a sinner is dying and going to hell, and it's better for them that, thank you, 10 minutes, and it's better for them that used to know God, that they have never known God at all, and they're all in hell, what's going on in hell? Do you follow what I'm saying? If you said it's better that you never know me than to go back where you were like a dog to his vomit, it's better that you not know. Here's the thing. Some of y'all don't believe that God's got a plan. That's your problem. Well, not your problem, but that's a lot of people's problem. You don't believe that God has a plan. Oh, how could such a nice, wonderful God send people to hell? He's not sending you. That's the ticket you purchased. Amen? He's not sending you to hell. You chose that ticket. You volunteered. Listen, if you choose not to accept Jesus Christ, if you choose not to follow him, if you choose not to be obedient to him, then by default, you have chose to go to hell. So either you are going to hell by choice or by default. Either way, hell is hell. And if it was better, if you were better off not knowing God than to know God and go fall away from him, what has God got planned for those people? It's crazy. I'm praying for every backslider. Jesus. Somewhere in the Bible, and you can find it for me, somewhere in the Bible, it says, it talks about, I would rather fall on the rock than to have the rock fall on me. What's the rock? Jesus is the rock. I'm going to cast myself. I'm going to throw myself down on Jesus because I don't want Jesus to throw himself down on me. I'm going to give myself to Jesus. I'm going to fall on Jesus. I'm going to throw myself at him. Accept me, please. Because I don't want you to crush me when you fall on. I don't want that. Yes. I'm diving on Jesus. I'm headlong on Jesus. Because I can't survive if he falls on me. I can't make it if he falls on me. I don't want to be crushed by Jesus. I want to fall on the rock so that the rock can save me. De los Serianos, every backslider, every person that has fallen. See, a backslider is someone I know I should be, but I'm not. I know I need to get back in, but I haven't. I'm going to, I just backslided. If you've fallen away from God, I don't even believe there is a God. I'm out. All that stuff I did, I'm gone. Forget about it. You've fallen away. There's no hope for you. There's no forgiveness for you because you won't ask for forgiveness because you don't believe, because I'm not there anymore. I'm through. I ain't got nothing else to do with God. God can do whatever you want to do. I'm going to live my life. I ain't got nothing. I don't really believe there really is a God. No how. As long as you believe in something, you're going to heaven. That's falling away. And for those of you that are falling away and that's your heart now, there's no help for you. You're doomed. But if you backslidden, there's a chance. You need to repent. Give your life back over to God. Pick up your cross and follow him. Yes. Amen. Well, how many more we got, Pastor? Our last one. Baby, how much time we got?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. We're trying to keep it on time so you'll know when we start. We don't want to be all over the clock, all over the place. And I apologize profusely because if we're late, it's because I've started late or I went long here. Because I start the service day off. And so if things are behind, it is not Pastor Sandy's fault. It is not the praise team's fault. It starts here. And so it's going to end here. And so I need you to understand 11 to 12 Pacific time. That is the goal. Pray for me that we keep that.
Amen. Amen. And I'm trying my best to get Pastor Sandy here on time so that he can start.
Amen. Amen. And Pastor, come here, Pastor Drea. Come here, baby. Come here. Now you say, nobody say it like you.
Amen.
Now you say it.
I'm trying so the service will flow. And so you guys will know when to log in.
Yes.
That we stay on schedule.
Yes.
So it's not 1 o'clock or you're looking for Sandy or you're texting us.
Yes.
So I'm doing my very best in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. We're going to work on this as a team. I got one more prayer request.
Yes. This is Peggy. And she says, we realize that we do not have much longer. Pray that we are steadfast in our relationship with the Lord during this time.
Amen. So this is for every person that believes. Every person that believes. Every person that has says yes to God. Every person that is, Pastor Sandy had a message the other day that was so profound. I couldn't forget it if I tried. As long as you are in the fight, you made it. It's when you back out of the fight, when you lay down, when you give up,
Jesus.
It's when you're in trouble. I don't know if I'm still saved. Are you still in the fight? Yes. Are you still in the battlefield? Yes. Are you still repenting every? Are you repenting daily? Yes. Then you're good. Amen.
Amen.
As long, see, the Bible says the battle is not given to the swift, neither to the strong, but to the one that stays in the fight, the one that endures to the end. If you fight without giving up, I'm falling, but I'm getting up. Don't be like the woman in the bathtub. I'm falling and I can't get up. Don't do that. Get up. Even if you have to crawl up, get up.
Amen.
Not like Ryan, but even if you have to crawl up, get up.
Amen.
And as long as you keep getting up, you're in the fight.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And as long as you're in the fight, you win.
Yes.
This is for that last prayer request and for every believer, every person that says yes to God, every person that's staying on the cross, every person that's carrying their cross, every person that believes that God is who he said he is, every person that believes that God will be here soon. He will call up for every person that has says yes to God in their heart and they are still in a fight in spite of their struggle. This prayer is for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for every believer. We bless you for every person that has says yes to you. We pray that you would forgive all of our sin, all of our unrighteousness, anything in our life and our lifestyle, anything in our atmosphere that does not please you. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We give you our family. We give you our lives, our children, our spouses. We turn everything in our atmosphere over to you, that you will cleanse it and that you will do what you will. Our praises are going up to you so that you will do what you will, because you will inhabit our praises. And when you send it back to us, Father, we are able to stand in your presence. We ask that you would continue to keep us, use us, and be with us, that we will be ready whenever you send for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, everybody.
Amen.
Did we do it?